As you're listening to me, Daisy, Apple's iPhone disassembly robot, is dismantling an iPhone into lots of recyclable parts. That's how Apple recovers more materials than conventional recycling methods. Thanks, Daisy. There's more to iPhone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is a podcast from The Times. Go to thetimes.co.uk.
Well, thanks for joining me again for another game podcast bonus. And I'm joined by Patty Barkley. Patty, you wrote a piece in Saturday's Times about the Clásico, about Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about some of the stuff that went on. But yeah. I want to start with something else, which is, I mean, this game, we've been saying for a long time, is the biggest game in the world.
Yes.
Are these the two best sides?
I think so now. I think what the two legs of the Spanish Super Cup taught us was that no matter how good our Community Shield match is, and it was an absolute cracker this season between the Manchester clubs, the Spanish are going to come along and beat it with these two sides. But what it taught us vis-a-vis the Champions League two-legged semi last season is that Real Madrid are getting closer. I think but there have been two factors in this. One, they just needed to bed in after Mourinho's first year. And two, in the Champions League semis, he made a complete pig's ear of his tactical approach by not pressing in the Barcelona half. I mean, with a higher press in the two legs, Barcelona had less time to play, and wow, it gave them a couple of problems. So I think that they also have twigged that Barcelona's weakness is on set pieces in the air, and again, that's something that they did prove in the Copa del Rey last season. But they made you know you're not going to get aerial set pieces unless you get into the opposition half. And they, having done that, they've proved for me that they're second best team in the world. After all, who's our best team? Manchester United. Manchester United had one attempt on goal in the 90 minutes of the Champions League final. Real Madrid had a lot more than that.
Well, when you play a 5'9" center half, you're certainly bound, I think, to be somewhat vulnerable in the air.
Yes. Puyol's better than Mascherano, obviously, but he's, you know, Piqué is their best aerial player, and what they don't have is they don't have a big forward. Most teams defend on set pieces using a big forward back. Barcelona don't have that option.
I agree with you that
Didier Drogba's Chelsea's best defender in defending set pieces.
Yeah, John Terry thanks you for that.
He's not particularly good in the air. It's a fallacy. Only when attacking the ball. He's not a good defensive header.
Okay, back to Real Madrid. I certainly agree with you that Real Madrid played very well. There's a school of thought that says Mourinho really, you know, he did their preseason preparation. They're way ahead of where they are. That somebody put it, it's October in Madrid right now, whereas it's still August in Barcelona. Barcelona had a lot of, obviously a lot of guys were involved in Copa America. And also, crucially, Barcelona, a lot of people missing from the first leg, which finished 2-2. And there's a school of thought that says, with all those things in Madrid's favor,
yes,
the fact that they lost actually should be very worrying, because Barcelona clearly have another level to go to, and perhaps Madrid don't. Do you buy that argument?
Yeah, that is a fair point. I mean, particularly the Puyol, which you alluded to before. It was interesting that Barcelona, although oddly enough, Adriano, you know, one of the fringe players, actually brilliantly made the winner, just as Afellay had in the Champions League final. final for Messi. But by and large, the interesting thing was that Barcelona brought in players. Thiago Alcantara would be one that I would pick out. I mean, I think he's a magnificent prospect in midfield. They used him in the first leg. Maybe not outstanding, and then of course in the second leg along comes the big boy, the experienced player Cesc Fabregas. So yes, Barcelona without question. You see, but you know, in my opinion, Barcelona are arguably the best team that football has ever thrown up. This current Barcelona team is arguably the best team that football has ever thrown up, certainly different from anything we've ever seen before, even a step up football wise from Frank Rijkaard's team and Johan Cruyff's teams before that. So you know, I mean, if Real Madrid can still be, you know, could still improve and become one of the best teams of all time and still be slightly behind Barcelona, that's the joy and also the downside, because if nobody can get near these two, you know, we've got a Super League of one or two.
I actually think back to women's tennis and Martina Navratilova and Chris Evert, and I thought that was actually kind of cool. But
we thought, actually, since you bring up the tennis analogy, you can talk about Federer and Nadal, and we thought they're stuck there forever, and then along comes Djokovic.
There you go. But I wanted to turn the conversation over to Mourinho. You've written a book about the guy. The more I watch him, the more I find it difficult to understand him. I can understand blowing your top, and you know, I can't justify it, but I can understand from a purely Machiavellian point of view. You go demented after the Champions League semi-final
because you messed up.
You messed up. It draws attention from that. Everybody's talking about you and UNICEF and Frisk and all this jazz. But this time, Real Madrid played very, very well over the two legs, and you could argue that they were unlucky. And instead, he goes and he does what he did. Now, in case you've been hiding under a rock, there was an all-out melee at the end of the game, which Mourinho didn't do nothing to act as a peacemaker in. But he goes up to Tito Villanova, Guardiola's assistant. He appears to sort of cuff him by the ear and jab his finger in his eye, and then he sort of, you know, weasels away, smirking, and looks at him. I'm going to try to justify it. Certainly, you know, even Iker Casillas has come out and said, you know, we need to ratchet this down several notches. You've studied the man. Do you have an explanation?
No, except that, you know, you live and learn. And at first I swallowed all this rubbish about, you know, he does it to take the pressure off the players. But I mean, that's just no longer believable. And he certainly is he's two different men, because, I mean, Mourinho, I've had the pleasure of meeting him a few times and encountering him. And I've also, because I wrote this book, Further Anatomy of a Winner, about him. I've spoke to a lot of people who have encountered him, and they're not only famous people, but people, you know, who nobody would ever have heard of, like a boy who he taught when he was a schoolboy. And I never found anything other than often quite moving anecdotes of how he behaves when the cameras aren't there. Unfortunately, when the cameras are there, he's an absolute nightmare. He's worse than Sir Alex Ferguson, and that's saying something.
Is it self-destructive and counterproductive from his point of view, or does he get away with it?
Yeah, I mean, that's I still can't be sure about that. I think, as you know, we're all learning as we go along about this guy. But all I would say for absolute certain sure is that UEFA, and I mean, there's no point in exhorting the Spanish league because it's a rabbit in the headlights. But UEFA, certainly it's up to UEFA really to batter him into submission with suspensions if he ever tries that trick again. I mean,
after they can only do that in a Champions League game. I mean,
yes, I think they need to tighten up the rules to make it clear. We've seen with the business with Arsene Wenger and Udinese that the rules aren't as clear as we thought they were when Mourinho was banished from Stamford Bridge. But that, bear in mind, was 6 years ago, and he hasn't learned. In fact, he's got worse. And the lesson of Sir Alex Ferguson's life is if you don't batter these people into submission, they'll just get worse and worse and worse as the years go by. So come on, UEFA, come on, Spanish League, and come on, media. Just make it very, very clear that this is just not acceptable. And I think that the Barcelona players who've... I think also we must bear in mind that a lot of the trouble he gets into is against Barcelona. At Barcelona, he was treated as a... He was disparaged, you know, he was known as El Traductor, the translator.
That's what he was.
Which was a way of making it clear that everybody, that nobody believed what he believed, was that he was a very useful assistant to first Sir Bobby Robson and afterwards Louis van Gaal. And if you spoke to them, you can't speak to Bobby anymore, but you can still speak to Louis van Gaal. And they would both say that he was a very valuable part of the coaching staff at Barcelona. So he was kind of slighted there. But having said that, you know, live and let live. A lot of water's passed under the bridge since then. He shouldn't now be treating Barcelona as some kind of monstrous organisation that's constantly trying to do him down. But all they're trying to do is produce the best football that the world has ever seen.
Cheers, Paddy.
Thank you.
As you're listening to me, Daisy, Apple's iPhone disassembly robot, is dismantling an iPhone into lots of recyclable parts. That's how Apple recovers more materials than conventional recycling methods. Thanks, Daisy. There's more to iPhone.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.